Somebody said you wanted that to be coupled with Empty Sky. When
I did, yeah. What? Oh, I've had this is hassles the last week. Like, we got two things that have been released in England, the live album and the Empty Sky, which haven't come out here yet, or anywhere. And I wanted Empty Sky and the live album to come out for $5.98, both albums. So in fact, really, it's pay, because all my albums have gone up to $5.98, so I found out. And I want it to be the live album with a free album, you know, thank you very much, America. This is your free album, Empty Sky. And of course, all the hierarchy that I'm concerned with said no. And I just got, I get so pissed off with fine. Everyone had a different idea. Some wanted the live album to come out in July, which would have been ludicrous because so many people were importing it and it would have been dead. And other people wanted it not to come out at all, the live album. Some other people wanted Empty Sky to come out first. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. So we settled for Empty Sky not to come out yet, and for which is alright. They said it was better for my mystique that it should remain on import. And that the live album came out in 3 weeks, and it's the live album over here is different to the one in England because it's a different mix entirely, a much better mix.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the situation. I'm going to get criticised for that album because everyone's like, oh fuck, another Elton John album. Yeah. But it has to come out now because it's been released, as I say, and people are playing it like hell over here. So I'm just going to have to face the criticism. It's a bloody good live album. I mean, like, I really could say, I have, you know, I think, oh god, a live album, and then I listen to other people's live albums, and I think, oh, it's pretty good, you know, and I, what decided me that it was a good live album, I listened to the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, which I was really eagerly awaiting for, and I thought it was a disaster, a total and utter disaster, and I thought, well, we can't go much more wrong than that. I hear that Crosby, Stills, Nash is a gold record before it comes out, or something, it's done $2 million worth of sales. Yeah. There's two or three really nice things on it, but I think it's an unmitigated disaster. I thought, well, ours is so much better than that. I mean, it's not fair. I mean, to point that out, but that's what decided that it really should come out. That, and,
yeah.
I don't know what your opinion on the Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet. I don't think it's up here yet.
Oh no, that's right. I went to a record shop today. I couldn't believe it. I said to the woman, "Have you got Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones?" I already have a copy, but I haven't got the B-side. And she said, "Yes." And then she said no. And she said, oh, she's coming in next week. The woman's ordered 10 of it. So this record shop's ordered 10 singles, by the way. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Okay. One of the things that's bothered me, as I sort of maybe hinted at in my review, was that, you know, like, I have a lot of respect for you as an artist, but then there's also the thing of mystique. Like, Rick and I were probably one of the first people in this area to hear your album,
yeah,
because we got it from MCA, like in the States, before it was released here. And now there's a lot of you know, what you call hype behind you. You know, what do you think of all this? You know, do you have a
hype? Yeah, I know there's a lot of hype. I'm over in England. I'm not really aware of what's going on. I have somebody who's trying to control it. One person. And yeah, there's hype, but there's also hype with everybody. Record companies, believe me, no matter what record company you're with, they hype you. They're going to try and hype you because all record companies are interested in. Are making money, and we have a very good relationship with MCA, a really fantastic relationship. I'd rather be hyped in the way I am than to be hyped in the way that Warner Reprise hype their artists, because I think their adverts are so hip, they are utterly revolting. And there's been no new artists to break through on Warner Reprise, Kinney Group Records that I can think of in the last two or three years. They just managed to break Gordon Lightfoot, which I thought was tremendous of them. And I think that kind of hype is more revolting. I'd rather be saying, here's the great Elton John, buy him, than, oh, well, fellas, do a very clever advert. I'm not into that at all. I think it's just a very snobbish way of saying, listen, we're trying to be hip. And most of the people at Warner Brothers aren't hip.
Yeah.
So as regards, I really don't mind. It's up to me to prove whether I'm worth it or not, or whatever it is. I mean, people have to decide for themselves. They can't. It's wrong for a person to decide that you're a hype just by listening to the adverts. They should go out and buy the records and discover if you're a hype or not, or go and see you live. And if then you fail, if then they've seen you or they've heard your records, they think you're a hype, then that's fair enough. They've had a sort of chance to sort of listen to you. So, but I don't think you can avoid it, can you? I mean, how can you possibly avoid being hyped? It's impossible. I mean, some people don't get hyped enough, like people like David Ackles, who could well do with being hyped about as much as I've been. But once you're successful, they're going to try and get this, you know, as much hype going as possible. And you have to live with that, you know, it's a fact of life.
Just listening.